Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the second chapter of Masachet Bava Kama and Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph near the bottom of the Amud, Ketzad HaRegel. Important to note that, as I've mentioned several times in our podcast of the first chapter, the Mishtayot of the first chapter, are very, very succinct, almost like general statements about topics that are going to be picked up later. And now that we begin the second parak, we begin working about with the presentation of those details. And the first issue dealt with in detail is the Av of Regel. Ketzad HaRegel Mu'edet. In the previous Mishnah, we said that the Regel is always Mu'ad. So the answer is L'shaber B'derech Hilucha. It breaks things on the way that it walks, meaning in its path. Now, HaBehima, and we're going to see why instead of Regel, it says Behima here, HaBehima Mu'edet L'halech K'darka, Ula Shaber. It will walk in its normal way and break things. Haitam Va'etet, let's say that it was kicking, and now we're going to get into the sugya, which will occupy most of our attention on this Mishnah, which is Tzrorot. Haitam Va'etet, let's say it was kicking, or Shayu Tzrorot Menatzin Mitachat Ragleha, or if stones were shooting out from under its feet. We'll have to see how we read that as a compound statement or two ideas. V'shibra Takilim, and those stones shot out and broke things. Meshalim Chatzinezek, that's Chatzinezek. Now, Darsal HaKli Ushvarato, if it jumped on top of a Kli, or trampled a Kli and broke it, V'nafal HaKli Ushvaro, and then that Kli fell on another one and broke it, Al Arishon Meshalim Nezek Shalim, Al Achron Meshalim Nechatzinezek. The top one that it directly hit is Nezek Shalim, the other one that was hit by the shards of the first one and was broken, you pay half Nezek. HaTarnigolim Muadim LaHalech Kedarkan Ul Shaber. Fowl are mu'ad, that they will go in their own way and break things. Had the lil kashubur aglav. Let's say that a chicken was walking around and had a string tied to its feet. Shema hadesum shaveret hakelim, or if it was dancing around in some erratic fashion and breaking things, mishalem chatzinezek. That's tzorot and that's chatzinezek. All right, let's take a look. First question is about the language. Amar le ravina le rava. Hainu regel, hainu behema. After all, Behema, the way it's presented in the first line, is talking about Regel. So Regel and Behema is the same thing. The first line and the second line seem to be saying the same thing. So Amar Le Tana Avot Uktani Toldot. The answer is that Regel, the opening line, is talking about the Av of Regel, breaking things as it walks. And the second one is Behema, that breaks things, meaning with its body and other things, which is a told of Regel, as you saw way back on Daf Gimel. So Elamiata Seferiktani Ashen Mu'edet, the next Mishnah, if you take a look ahead, see that the next Mishnah used the same format. It says Shein Mu'edet Mechot HaRu'ila, and then it says Abehema Mu'edet. Umayavotumay Toldotika. There it's talking about eating food, which is Ra'u'ila. So there the Behema is the same as the Shein. The answer is Habeka Mahadule Bibdichuta. So Rava answered with a joke. Vyamrele Anna Shanoi Chada Ve'at Shani Chada. He said, I answered you with one, and you gave me one tooth. You gave me Shane, Shanoi and Sheni. So you have a little play on words. V'tamamai, what's the real reason, though, behind the difference? And why does it say Shane and Behema? So Amar Vashi, Tana Shane, the Chayuk, Tana Shane, the Behema. The answer is that the opening Shane in the second Mishnah is referring to the Shane of a Chay, of a wild animal. And then a Behema, meaning the regular Shane of an ovine or bovine. After all, the pasuk about regel and shein talk about sending your ba'ir, which is your domesticated animals. So behema'in chayalo, I might think that shein and regel don't apply to chaya, to undomesticated animals. That's what the Mishnah teaches a shein and behema to show you that any kind of shein, whether chaya, is included in the rule. So if that's the case, then at first it should have said that the behema eats, and then the shein eats, because behema is the main thing in the pasuk, and chaya is inferred. So the answer is, hai da'atile midrasha chavivulei. The Tana put shein before behema, because shein of the chaya is understood from a drasha, and not explicit in the pasuk, and therefore he loves it so much he put it first. A similar thing to what we see in the beginning of the 8th parak of Babatra. So if that's the case in our Mishnah also, it should say Behema first, which is talking about knocking things over, and then say Regel, which is the direct one written in the Torah. So the order, one of them is not in order. Either it should say behema and then regel and then shein and behema, or it should say regel behema and then behema and shein. But one of them is out of order. The answer is no. Hachi hashta, let's think about it. Hatam idi v'idi avot ninhu. In the case of shein, they're both avot. They're just different kinds of animals. So hachta atchele midrasha chavivolei. Therefore, the one that we got from the drasha, which is chaya, he loves more, and therefore he put it first. Hacha, but in our mishnah, shavik avitani tolda. Remember, regel is talking about the av, of trampling stuff as it walks. And the second line of behema, is talking about breaking things with its body, with its hair, with its bit, etc., which are the tolda. You can't put the tolda first. That's one answer. The other answer is this. Since one of the last things mentioned in the last Mishnah of Perak Aleph was regel, ha-regel mu'edet, l'shaber derech ilucha, therefore our Perak begins with regel. And again, as I mentioned, Chazal understood that our Perek is the beginning of the detailed presentation of the law, whereas the first Perek was all the sort of the general categories. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Behemah Mu'ad al-Halech Kedarka u'l-Shaber. We know that an animal is Mu'ad to walk and break things on its way. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Behemah Shenichasal HaChatzer HaNizak. So if an animal walks into the Chatzer HaNizak, Ve'izika B'gufa Derech Hilucha. And it broke things with its body as it's walking. Uvasara derech iluchaf, with its hair, its mane. Bukaf shealeha, with its saddle. Vishlif shealeha, vipumbia shvafia, its bit. Vizug shvit savara, the halter. Vachamor masao, or a donkey with its load. Vishalim nezek shalim. All those in nezek shalim, those are all toldot of regel. Now sumchus omer, and you gotta keep an eye on sumchus here. Tzvarot, V'chazir shayan nover be'ashpa v'hizik, tzvarot, is the stone shooting out when you walk, or an chazir, a pig that was rooting around in the dung and did damage, misalim ezek shalim. Now, first of all, hizik pshita, obviously, if he did damage, he did damage. What's the question? Ela'eme, he's itiz v'hizik. What we merely mean is that the pig was rooting around in the dung, hit something, that thing shot out and did nezek, oh, misalim ezek shalim. So now, Sorot Mandach HaShmayu, how did Sorot get into this Braita? Rabbanan were just giving a list of toldot of regel, and Sumchus turned around and said, Sorot and Sorot of Achazir are full Nezek Shalim. Where'd that come? The answer is, Chasori Machzor V'Achik Tana. The Braita is missing something. And Rabbanan said that an animal is Muad to break things on its way, and with its hair, with its saddle, etc. And then said, Sorot Ki Urchayu, regular stones that shoot out, Chatzi Nezek. That's half Nezek. That's Tzrorot. V'chazir shayin over ba'ashpa v'hitiz v'hizik, v'shalim chatzi Nezek. Same thing with the pig rooting around in the trash that knocks stuff out, and that stuff damages, that's chatzi Nezek. Sumchus somer tzor, v'chazir shayin over ba'ashpa v'hitiz v'hizik, v'shalim Nezek shalim. He disagrees and says that's Nezek shalim. And the question that we'll deal with in the next podcast is, does Sumchus reject the whole idea of Tzrorot as being a category to itself? In other words, he didn't have that tradition of Allah al-Mashv Sinai, or did he have it but understand it differently? Tana Rabbanan. So let's see a few brightot in which this machloket is replicated. Tana Golan, Shayim Afrikin Makom Lamakom. Chickens or roosters that were flying from place to place, v'shibru chelim b'chanfein, and they broke things with their wings. Their wings hit things and broke them. Shalom Nezek Shalim. The owner has to pay Nezek Shalim. Baruch Shabakan fan, but if it's the wind that their wings cause and that knocks something over, Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. That's indirect damage. It's Chatzin Ezek. That's Srorot. Sumchus Omer and Ezek Shalim. And again, Sumchus says, no, you pay full. Tani Idach, bright to number three. Tani Golan Shayum Hadsin Agabe Isaf. They were dancing around on top of some dough. Agabe Perot, Vatinfu Onikru. They either made it dirty or they urinated on it or whatever, or they made holes in it. In some other way, they damaged while they were dancing around. Shalim Nezek Shalim. That's direct damage, Nezek Shalim. Halu Afaro Tzorot, but if they kicked up dirt or dust and that made the dough bad, Neshalim Chatzin Nezek. That's Tzorot. Sumchus Omer, Nezek Shalim. Brighton number four, Tani Idach, Tani Gol Shayim Afriach Makom Lamakom. This is like number two. If a bird or a chicken was flying from one place to another, V'yatzdar Ruach Mitachat Knafav, and its wings, while flapping its wings, created some wind, and that broke the vessels. Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. All right. Now that statement does not have sumchus in it. The answer is stomach rabbanon because that follows rabbanon. Okay. Amar Rava. So now bishlamas sumchus. I understand sumchus's position. Kesavar kochal kigufo dami. Anything that's done by your koach, meaning stuff that you pushed out into the world, your energy, as it were, is like your body. So therefore, if you kick a stone and the stone hurts something, that's like you did it with your hands. If you flap your wings and your wings in the wind, that's caused not does something, that's like you did it with your hands. Al Rabbanim, their position is hard. Ike gufo dami, if your koach is like your body, so kulei nezek body shalom, you should pay nezek shalom. Vilam ki gufo dami, if it's not, then chatzin nezek nami lo l'shem, you shouldn't pay anything. So hadam Rava, so Rava then solved and said, leolam ki gufo dami, really, it's like your body. Meaning anything that you kick out and then has a secondary result that you didn't directly, an indirect result, is considered a direct result of you. We have a halacha, the Moshe Sinai, or at least an old tradition, that chatzin nezek for tzrorot. Alright, now, Amarava, kol shebezav tamei benezokin mishalim nezek shalim, kol shebezav tahor benezokin mishalim chatzin nezek. Bit of an introduction. First of all, Rav is giving a rule of thumb from two very different areas of halacha, and the only point of contact, pun intended, is point of contact. A zav is tamei. If a zav touches a person, that person becomes a vlad atuma. Any kind of contact that would make you tamei, the parallel kind of contact that a mazik has with the nizak, with the nizak's property or whatever, is full payment. Anyone that's so indirect that it would not render you tamei if the contact was a zav, also is called srorot and that's chatzin nezek. So now, for Rav, it's srorot atashminin, is Rav doing this just to teach us srorot? We already know it's srorot, it's in our Mishnah. So lo, Rava agalamo shechet bekaron kamashvan. He's teaching us another rule, which is coming from the rules of Nezikin and going to flip back to Zav. And that is the rule of a calf leading a wagon. And let's see. Tanya kavetei Rava behemamu edit l'shever b'deichri lucha. Keitzad. Behemash t'chasal l'chatzer nizak. Alright, so we're picking up on our Mishnah, and another example is if an animal walks into the property of the Nizak, Vezika begufa derech hilucha, it does damage as it's walking. Sara derech hilucha, bukav shalav, vishlif shalav, vumiyash vafia, zug shabitzavara, vachamor b'masa'o, all the ones we saw, and one added one, ve'agala moshechet b'karon. Agla moshechet b'karon, a calf that's leading a carriage. Mishalim Nezek Shalim. What does that tell you? That tells you that the carriage is connected to the calf is considered to be one of with its body. And therefore, for instance, if a Zav were sitting in a carriage and the carriage were to go over Kelim, those Kelim would now be Tamei. Alright, so in other words, from Nezikin, we're now going to read back to Zav. All right, Tana Rabbanan, Tana Golim Shayu Mechatatin Mechevel Dli. If you have chickens that were gnawing away at a rope holding a pail, V'nifsaka Chevel V'nishbar Hadli, and as a result, the rope finally frayed away, and the pail broke and fell and broke, and fell and broke. Meshalmi Nezek Shalim. That's Nezek Shalim. It's direct damage. Now, Bari Rava, Dar Sal Kli V'lo Shvarato. Let's say that the animal jumped on a Kli, didn't break it, and then it rolled down and hit a wall, let's say, and broke it. So it jumped on a kli. The kli became dislodged, started rolling, went somewhere else and broke. Mahu, what do you call it? Batami, karazlina, do we look at the first point of impact, which was the body of the animal right on the kli, that ultimately it broke, vegufehu, and that's nezek shalem. And parenthetically, by the way, if it happened in Rishut Rabim, you'd be pato legamrei. Aldivarata tavar monazlina. Maybe we look at the point of impact when it broke, Utsrorot Ninu, and then it's Tsrorot because it broke when it hit the wall down the road. So the and by the way, that, in that case, you could argue that Rishut Rabim Yud Bichayiv Chatzin Ezek. So now, Tiv Shulei Midi Rabba. So perhaps we could solve this from Rabba's statement. To Amar Rabba, Zara Kli Mirosh HaGaga, if a guy threw a Kli off of a roof, V'acher Shvob Makel, another guy had a baseball bat, and as it was coming in the air, the second guy hit it and smashed it. Patur, the second guy's patur. Why? Damrinim lay manatviratava. I broke a broken thing. It was on its way down. Had I not interrupted its flight, it would have broken on the ground. I hit it, and it broke. So therefore, you would say that we always look at the original point of interaction as opposed to the point of ultimate impact. And therefore, in the case that Rav was asking about, you'd be chayv nezek shalim because the animal directly kicked it. The answer is no. L'Rabba Pshitalei, Rabba understands that we look at the original point. L'Rabba Mbailei, Rabba wasn't sure, that's why he asked the question. So Toshma, Hidus Eno Muad. dancing, an animal dancing around, chicken dancing around on something, that's not called mu'ad, that's strange. So hidu sakadaitach, you think dancing around, if the animal dances on something and kicks it, that's chatzi nezek. Of hidus vihitis, what it means if it danced on something and that kicked out a stone that went to damage. Maybe the machloket is this. The marsavar batamikar azlinan. The one who says it's nezek shalim says it's batamikar, which means we look at the original point of interaction with the damaging piece. And marsavar batatavaman azlinan. The other one says it's half nezek because you look at the point where it actually became broken, which is not directly in contact with the animal. So, which by the way, it's, if you think about it, would destroy all of tzorot. So the answer is lo. Behetis tzorot uplukta desumchus rabbanon kamipalgi. We're talking about a case where the animal's dancing on kicked out stones, and simply a machlok between sumchus and rabbanon that we've already seen three times, which is the sumchus says in tzorot you pay nezek shalim. So toshma tani golim shu machatatim mechebel dli shtaka chavnishbar dli mishalim nezek shalim. We already saw that on the previous amud. If chickens were gnawing away at the rope holding up a pail, and it frayed the rope so it broke, and the pail fell and broke, then you have to pay nezek shalim. Shvamina abata mikarzlin. So you see that we look at the original point, which is the point of contact between the mouth and the middle of the rope, even though the pail broke maybe a few feet away, and they're chayv nezek shalim. Shvam, alright? So the answer is tirgum achevel. No, you could say that what they're chayv for is the chayv for the rope. And that, the point of destruction is the point of contact. But that's weird. That's a strange thing. And any time that it's mishuna, by definition, we're going to call it chatzi nezek. Not because of tzrorot, but because it's similar to tam. It's strange behavior. So the answer is demos belisha. Maybe the rope had a bunch of sweet dough on it or something like that. So it's not so strange they were gnawing at it. Vahanishbar dli ktani, but it said that the dli broke, and that was what you're paying for. Ella sumchusi. The answer is that's authored by sumchus. Nezek shalim mishalim. In other words, it could be that the author of that braita agrees that we don't look at the original point of interaction, but the point of destruction. But because it's sumchus, he'll say it's nonetheless nezek shalim because tzorot is nezek shalim. So is sumchus ema seifa. But if that's the case, look at the next piece of that braita. Nitazimenu shevra fala kli acher v'shvara. Let's say that one of the shards of that piece that was broken fell away and fell on another piece and broke it. Alarisha mashalim nezek shalim v'alachem mashalim chatzin nezek. You only pay chatzin nezek for the second one, similar to the case in Arishna. Sumchus meet like chatzin nezek, but sumchus, we assume, does not have chatzin nezek at all. Chitei mashani le sumchus be nezek kocho le koach kocho. Maybe Sumchus does distinguish. And he says, when something happened because you pushed and then went and did damage, that's considered an extension of you. But when you push something it did and it knocked something else and did damage, that's already a point of separation. And there he would agree it's Chatzin Nezek. But if that's the case, Valhadabari Ravashi, Koach Kocho le Sumchus, Kocho Dami Alavka Kocho Dami, why do Ravashi ask the question, how does Sumchus regard secondary energy, as it were, meaning a tertiary damage? Does he consider it to be kocho or not? So tivshut leidelav kocho dami. According to that, if you're going to say that Sumchus agrees that there's chatzi nezek when it's 2 points of separate, 2 degrees of separation, then Rashi shouldn't ask the question. Elalav rabbanon. The answer is it's rabbanon. Shvamin abatam ikar azlinan. It's rabbanon, and rabbanon, you see, hold that we always go after the original point, and therefore the chickens who were gnawing away at the rope, even though the pail fell away and broke separately, that's nezek shalim because their point of interaction was direct. And even though it caused damage that was separated from it. If the pail broke and then a piece of the pail went down and hurt something else, that they'd agree to be chatzin nezek, because this is Rabbanon. Rabbi Barbaye adds another twist to it. It says, "Dekazel mine mine." Perhaps the chicken rolled the dli all the way until it broke. And that's why it's nezek shalim. So you could argue that the Rabbanon say, no, we don't necessarily look at the original point of interaction, but at the point of ultimate contact. And we're talking about a situation where the chickens were pushing it all the way to the wall where it broke. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up in the middle of our discussion about Tzrorot on Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.